Ukraine, aid worker describes escape from deadly Russian strike, date modified colon 2025-03-06T13:03:41.158Z, description colon Carol Swiaki spoke to the BBC after surviving a missile strike on a hotel in Kryvyi Rih, which killed 4. So lucky to be alive, aid worker describes escape from deadly Russian strike, March 6, 2025, save, Vicky Wong BBC News, save, we got a text message. Then the missile hit, survivor describes missile attack. A UK-based aid worker said he, his friends and colleagues were so lucky to be alive after they narrowly escaped a Russian missile attack on a hotel in central Ukraine on Wednesday night that left at least 4 dead. Carol Swiaki, a Polish national and founder of the Bournemouth-based charity Ukraine Relief, was at the central hotel in Kryvyi Rih having dinner with friends when the missile struck. "We are all safe, we didn't have a scratch, it is incredible," he told BBC News, adding, "We still don't know how we survived this, honestly." Dnipropetrovsk regional head Sarai Lysak said 32 people, including 2 children, were wounded in the attack on President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown. The charity worker, who has previously won a BBC award, is in Ukraine carrying out aid relief work, including delivering sports equipment and renovating a school for 550 children. He is also visiting shelters and orphanages with Ukraine Relief's trustee, Mark Edwards, a British national who now lives in the US. The duo were having dinner with friends at the hotel restaurant at the time of the strike. The dining party included 2 US volunteers, 2 workers from a Ukrainian charity foundation, a young boy and his pregnant mother, Carol Swiaki. Carol Swiaki and Mark Edwards survived a missile strike on the hotel they were staying at in Kryvyi Rih. "We'd just put our stuff in our rooms and went to eat with our local Ukrainian contacts, and the cell phone alarm went off, so we ran to the shelter," said Mr. Edwards. Mr. Swiaki added, "We took 2 steps and there was a big boom, absolute nightmare. Everything just within seconds changed into a very apocalyptic news screams, alarms." Live coverage and analysis. Aid worker in Ukraine survives hotel missile strike. Video sent by Mr. Swiaki to the BBC showed smoke filling the restaurant with half-eaten meals and takeaway boxes on tables. "There was so much stuff that we couldn't see where we were going," said Mr. Swiaki. Mr. Edwards confirmed that the blast took out all the windows and they had to climb out of the restaurant through a broken window. The duo went back into the hotel to see if anyone else was hurt, and retrieve some of their belongings. Aid worker hit in Ukraine missile strike on hotel. They also went outside to look for their vehicles, which were full of aid but were all destroyed, Mr. Edwards said. Mr. Swiaki's van, which he had parked outside the hotel, was smashed completely to pieces. "We heard some noises we don't want to hear again. Somebody was trapped under the rubble next to our van and didn't make it. Someone was hit from shrapnel and didn't make it. I'm numb," Mr. Edwards said. Mr. Swiaki described the scene as crazy, absolutely nightmare. He said the restaurant was on the ground floor, and believes that it is the only room, or at least one of the few rooms, that didn't collapse. Carol Swiaki, Mr. Swiaki told the BBC his van was smashed completely to pieces. "The men are still in Kryvyi Rih, and despite the shock of the explosion," Mr. Swiaki said, "he has not been deterred him from continuing his aid work in Ukraine. I will never stop helping people after this," he said. The attack happened ahead of a European security summit on Thursday, which Zelensky is attending. Reacting to the attack, Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said it showed why Ukraine needs defense capabilities, to protect human lives from Russian terror. Additional reporting by James Kelly, War in Ukraine.